Comedian Gina Yashere has toured the world with her stand-up, filmed specials for Netflix, and made regular appearances on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
This royal wedding has people around the world excited. So in Britain, it must be pretty big.
Oh, it's huge, Trevor. We haven't been this excited since Piers Morgan left for America.
Now, Yashere is the co-creator of a new sitcom on CBS called Bob Hart's Abishola. Yashere was born and raised in London. Her parents emigrated there from Nigeria. And the immigrant experience is where she finds a lot of her material. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this profile.
Gina Yashere tells a lot of stories about people making transitions. She moved to the U.S. from London 12 years ago. She misses the U.K.'s free healthcare.
I made the mistake of getting sick here in America last year, and I didn't want to go to the hospital. I ended up going, and the doctor was speaking to me, and all I'm hearing is, dollars, dollars, dollars.
Yashere also jokes about the transition her mother made when she decided to move from Nigeria to London.
My mother had the pick of the globe. She could have gone anywhere in the world. I imagine my mother in Nigeria with all her maps spread out before her. Where shall I go? Where shall I go? Sunshine. I want to go somewhere with a lot of drizzle and subtle racism. That's what I want.
She's terrific. Comedic voice.
Sitcom veteran Chuck Lorre and his team enlisted Yashere to help them with the Nigerian characters on their new sitcom. But first, they had to find her. So they Googled Nigerian female comedian.
And obviously a few of us came up and they found a set that I'd done.
Gina Yashere.
And that particular set, my mother was in the audience. So I was doing a lot of material about the expectations as a Nigerian child.
Do you remember the clip? Or
it was probably about her mom. And it was breathtakingly funny.
African family, you got four choices of career. Doctor, lawyer, engineer, disgrace to the family.
This is from the BBC show Live at the Apollo.
My mum picked all our jobs before we were born. When my mum was pregnant with me, someone went up to her and went, what are you having? She's like, I'm having a doctor.
Yashere says there is truth to this story. When she was growing up, people often told her she was funny.
At school, I had a drama teacher who was like, you should be an actor or an entertainer, because I was always entertaining other kids. My mum was like, actor? No, no, no. You can act like a doctor when you become a doctor. There was absolutely no chance of me going into the arts.
Yashere became an engineer instead. She worked for Otis, building and repairing elevators, but was laid off in an economic downturn. That's when she started pursuing comedy. She and some friends performed a play at a charity event. She did stand-up wherever she could find an audience. Eventually, she landed TV jobs, including on The Lenny Henry Show, a popular sketch comedy show in the UK. One of the characters she created was a pushy Nigerian mom in London who visits her 12-year-old daughter's teachers.
How's my daughter doing?
Femi is settling down very well.
I don't care about her sleeping arrangements. How are the lessons going? What do you teach her?
Chuck Lorre says Yashere was a natural to help him with Bob Hart's Abishola.
She has a wealth of knowledge and a very big open heart about the experience of being an immigrant. And that's really what we were trying to write about.
Bob is a sock salesman.
I'll get you a couple pairs. You'll see.
Thank you.
When he lands in the hospital after a heart attack, Abishola is his nurse.
Good night, Bob. What now?
I never liked the sound of my name, but when you say it, it sounds nice. Bob. Say it again.
Good night, Bob.
Oh, yeah. It's way better than Bob.
When Chuck Lorre asked Yashere to help with the Nigerian characters in the show, she was reluctant at first. Then she looked up Lorre's credits, Big Bang Theory, 2 and a Half Men, and said yes.
You know, we always complain about representation. So I was like, well, here's a chance to work on a show and make sure the representation's correct. So I was like, all right, let's do it.
At the same time, she says she doesn't want audiences to think Nigerian immigrants today are so different from the millions of other immigrants who've been coming to America for hundreds of years.
We're just coming. We're trying to make better lives for ourselves, for our children. We're not trying to rock the boat. We just want to work. And we're leaving places where we can't necessarily sustain ourselves and coming somewhere else. And that's what the world is made of, is people traveling to different places and exploring and setting up new lives.
As they were developing the sitcom, Yashere realized she might be able to turn this opportunity into a part for herself. She says she's always wanted to play the funny sidekick.
I just want to be the best friend who comes in, steals the scene, and bounces. That's always been my dream. And then use that small amount of fame to sell out theatres and just play to bigger audiences. So as we were starting to write the show, I kept saying to the guys, you know what? She needs a funny friend. She needs a friend, a confidant.
And yes, she convinced Chuck Lorre to give her the part of the friend.
I swear, a businessman has come to your house to court you.
It's not courtship. He just brought me socks now.
From his business. I like this man.
Gina Yashere says she's learning a lot working on Bob Hart's Abishola. She also plans to continue doing stand-up. And she's working on a memoir. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.